Hey kids, welcome back to the next episode of the Incredible Kids Podcast. My name is Moritz Siri, and I will be your host through this incredible journey. We are going to meet many incredible kids. They are going to share with us their stories. Some of them super cool and different like you've never heard before, and some you may say are just ordinary, but all of them incredible. If you have great ideas, email me today at ikidspodcast@gmail.com. And now it's time for
Incredible Kids!
Hi, everybody, and welcome back to Incredible Kids Podcast. I'm so excited to present to you the Chol HaMoed, now, I guess, annual. Isn't that crazy? It's been a year since our first Chol HaMoed Pesach trivia game, and we're so excited to be back with a new and different game. All new questions, all 20 questions are brand new. There are going to be two rounds, and if you're new here, I'm going to tell you exactly how to play, and it's going to be a lot of fun. So gather your friends and family. If you're in the car, that's the ideal place to play this game, just because what else are you supposed to do when you're on the way to a Chol HaMoed trip? And it's so much fun. So get a pen and paper, and we'll be right there in a second. But first, I just want to say a huge thank you to our program sponsor. This program is brought to you by Mosaica Press. With the code KIDS18, you get 18% off of the mosaicapress.com website. And I'm going to tell you a little bit about one of their really cool new books today called the Adina Sketchbook. I'm going to tell you all about it. It's actually a really super innovative thing that I really, really think is cool and different and I love. And today we are going to be having our Chol HaMoed game show starring my own kids, the Price kids, and the Heyman family. The Heyman kids are from Denver, Colorado, and we're so excited that they're joining us as guest stars on our program today. Now, the big question is, are there prizes? For those of you who have been part of our game show before, you know that yes, there are. So if you complete this game show and you count up all your points and you go onto incrediblekids.org after you play and you submit your score by the end of Yontif, then you will be entered into a grand raffle with many prizes. And I'll tell you the prizes right now. In this game show's raffle, you can win a 24/6 Solo 2 device, 3-month subscription to The Loop, the Tovla Junior Complete Cooking Set for kids. 5 winners will win a copy of the Adina Sketchbook from Mosaica Press, and another 5 winners will win a copy of Benny the Bucket Filler from Mosaica Press as well. So it's going to be a lot of fun, and I can't wait to see all of your creative team names, your scores, your insights. Any comments are always welcomed at ikidspodcast@gmail.com. The way it works is that we are going to be playing, and you're going to be listening and playing along with us. You're going to hear music in between each question and answer, and that's the time that you have to schmooze with your family, because remember, you're all on one team, to come up with an answer, and then we'll go over it and you'll count up those points. Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Incredible Kids Chol HaMoed Pesach Game Show. Who's excited?
Me.
Okay, we have with us today the Heymans and the Prices. The Price family are my children, and the Heymans are our special guests all the way from
Denver,
Colorado. Quickly tell us your names over there. Who's here with us?
Mindy, Sarah Miriam,
Mindy, Sarah Miriam, and Bencion. Against Price kids, tell us your names.
Abuda, Leora, Bibi,
Devora.
Ahuva, Leora, Devora, and Baby. Okay. So today we're going to be on different teams. So we're going to have the entire Heyman family on a team and the entire Price family on a team. And you're going to be playing against each other at the same time that kids all around the world are going to be playing with their families in their cars. So if you're in a car and you're playing this game, because it's a road trip trivia game, and your entire family is on one team, and what I need you guys to do is I need you to quickly huddle with your siblings and come up with an original name for your Chol HaMoed Pesach team. Go. Make up a name. Okay, Price kids, what's your name?
Pesach Prices.
Very cute. Okay, Heymans, what's your name?
Matzah Crunchers.
Matzah Crunchers. Matzah Crunchers versus Pesach Prices. Game on. This is how it works. You have a pen and a paper nearby. You're all on one team, remember? I'm going to ask you 10 questions in a row. I'm going to give you time between each one. I'm going to ask you a question, and then we're going to see if you can write down the correct answer, and then we'll go over the answers. But I'm going to give you some time to think, and everybody as a family can try to figure out the answer. It's supposed to be played as a family. No Googling anything. Know what I'm saying? Everything has something to do with Pesach. We're going to start with question number one. Are you guys ready? Okay, question number one. Who are the four sons in the Haggadah? Who are the four sons in the Haggadah? Let's start with the matzah crunchers. Okay, I heard you say Chacham, Rasha, Tom, and Eino Lo Yodea. Okay, let's see if the prices have a different answer.
Chacham, Rasha, Tom, so Eino Yodea, we show.
Maybe they say it differently in Denver.
Yeah, they do.
But you guys were so close. It's the Chacham, the wise son, the Rasha, the wicked son, the Tam, the simpleton son, and the She'eino Yodea Lashol. It means I don't know how to ask any questions because I'm a baby. Right, Shlomo? You're a baby? Okay, the scoring for this part of the game is basically sometimes a question is worth like 1 point. Sometimes it's more. This time, if you got four sons, count a half a point for each of them that you got right. So if you got three right, you get a half, and a half, and that makes 1.5 points, okay? Half a point for each of them that you got correct. Okay, question number two. I'm going to say a word, and you have to tell me what it means in English. What are yirakos? We say in the Manish Tana the word yirakos. What are yirakos? Write the English word. Team Pesach prices.
Dip.
You think that yirakos means dip. Okay, and now to the matzah cruncher.
Vegetables.
Vegetables. You are correct. We say in the Manish Tana, on all other nights you eat she'ar yirakos, all other types of vegetables. Yirakos is like the word yarok, green. Okay, 1 point if you got that correct. Question number three. Who invented the korech sandwich? Who invented the korech sandwich? Okay, let's start this one with Team Matzah Crunchers.
Hillel.
Pesach prices. What was your answer?
Hillel.
And the answer is Hillel. Hillel is the inventor of the exquisite korech sandwich. Do you know that matzah and maror dipped in charosa sandwich? I had a student 1 year in kindergarten who used to bring that for lunch after Pesach. She brought shmura matzah with maror and charotzas on it. Not like the shredded maror, like the lettuce maror. That was her lunch. She loved it so much that she asked her mother if she could bring it to school after Pesach.
Ew.
I know it sounds like interesting, but honestly, I love korech. At the Seder, it tastes delicious. I love it. I pound it.
It's only good for me when I take the entire matzah for it.
Well, also, you're not supposed to, for some reason, you're not supposed to eat so much charoses with your korech sandwich. You're only supposed to dip it. And like charoses is yummy. So if you eat it after Pesach, like for school lunch, then like you eat as much as you want. Maybe you should try it. Okay, question number 4. Can you list as many bad guys as you can that rose up against the Jewish people throughout all time? As many bad guys. It could be from the Torah, all Jewish history. There could be alive now. They could be any bad guy who tried to destroy the Jewish people ever. All the bad guys. And time's up. We're going to go from one team to the other team, and you're each going to tell us one answer. So, team Pesach prices, you start.
Pesach.
Matzah crunchers.
Amelie.
Achashverosh. The guy who started the Spanish Inquisition.
Yeah, he was probably a bad guy.
The Spanish Inquisition wanted us to bow.
Hamas.
Come on.
Antiochus.
The Greeks.
Mm-hmm.
Romans.
The Romans.
Hitler.
Mm-hmm. Any more?
San Jose.
Nazi.
Throughout the generation, there's been no shortage of bad guys. And are any of them still around anymore? All the ones from history, like
Hamas is the only one.
Well, Hamas will be destroyed.
They'll be gone soon.
Yeah.
They'll be gone soon, exactly.
Also, in one of the Eli Shaller stories, it says the name of the person who's in charge of the Hamas army now. I forgot his name.
Yahya Sinwar?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's one of the bad guys. Mm-hmm.
He's a really bad guy.
Count up each bad guy that you got and count a half a point for each bad guy, okay? Half a point for each bad guy.
Because in every generation there are those amongst the nations who will try and stop all our ways. But I will take a stand, because Torah's who I am, even though Zaydim.
Question number 5. How can you tell if a bottle of Coke is kosher for Pesach? How can you tell what is different about a Coca-Cola bottle on Pesach? They do something on the bottle to make it very clear that this bottle is kosher to Pesach. Besides the Hechsher, there's something different about the bottle. Okay, your answer is matzah crunchers.
Yellow cap with purple polka dots.
Huh?
Purple polka dots? I know about the yellow cap, but I don't know about the purple polka dots.
It's made when a little kid colors on the bottle.
With purple marker.
Did you add that part yourself?
Well, because ours has it.
You have purple polka dots on your bottle?
Because of our little sister.
Oh, okay, but normally. But in the store, it didn't come with the purple polka dots.
Right.
Okay, Pesach prices. Did you know that that's how you could tell a Coke bottle is kosher for Pesach?
I never knew there was purple polka dots on it.
No, the yellow cap.
Oh. I never knew that.
Now you know. Okay, maybe it's because we're so healthy in our family, we don't even drink soda.
Not true.
Lekavad yantef. If you got this answer right, give yourself 1 point. Okay. Question number 6. How many times is Moshe Rabbeinu, how many times is Moshe's name in the Haggadah? How many times is Moshe's name in the Haggadah? Okay, I'm going to give this to Pesach prices first. Pesach prices.
1.5.
1.00.
Okay. So one time. Does anyone here know? That's awesome that you knew that. But it's so interesting. Don't you think that you would have heard his name tons?
Yeah, like in Magid.
Yeah.
Magid,
like,
you think.
He's so holy. He's so humble.
Yeah.
Like Harsinai.
A lot of good associations right there. If you knew that Moshe was in the Haggadah one time, then you get yourself 1 point. Okay, moving right along, we're going to go to question number 7. Now, I don't know if you guys have experience in the kitchen, and I don't know if you eat this on Pesach, but for those of you who use matzah meal, how do you make matzah meal? How do you make matzah meal? You could buy it in the store, but you could also make it. How do you make matzah meal? Okay, Pesach prices. How do you make matzah meal?
You take matzah and water and oil and vinegar and salt and pepper.
And you smash up.
You put it together.
Okay, and what do you think?
We crush up matzah and put in salt and pepper.
Okay, well, the answer is that you just crush up matzah. Matzah meal is matzah that's smash into like a fine powder. And then people use it instead of like flour, you know, because it's already matzah that was smashed up. You could put it in like your food processor or something. So you're close. I don't know if you need to add any spices to it. I think it's literally matzah that's smashed up. If you knew how to make matzah meal, give yourself a point. Question number 8. Who said to who?
Me, Amar, or me.
That's right. Me, Amar, or me. Who said to who? Let my people go. Who said to who? Let my people go. Okay, matzah crunchers.
Moshe to Paro.
Moshe to Paro.
No, Moses to Paro.
Moses to Pharaoh. If you're going to say Moses, you have to also say Pharaoh. Okay, Moshe said to Paro, please let my nation go. Or I don't know if he said please, but he said let my nation go. Okay.
Pharaoh, let my people go.
How much do you get for that?
1 point for that question. Question number 9. Get ready to make a list of as many chametz items, things that are not kosher for Pesach. Chametz items that start with the letter L. Chametz items that start with the letter L or Lamed. Okay, let's go over our answers. We're going to start with Pesach prices.
Lemon tarts.
Amelia really likes lemon tarts.
Lotus. And lotus cookies.
That's right. That's real hummus right there.
Lemon pie.
Okay, I think you're stuck on lemons, maybe?
Licorice.
Mm-hmm. Do you know there's flour in licorice?
Yeah, I guess. I know only because someone was gluten-free and they couldn't have licorice.
That makes sense.
Lollipop. There's certain type of hummus lollipops.
Lips. They like eat hummuses.
What about lasagna or linguine?
What's that?
It's like a type of noodles.
Oh, those things.
Or lechem.
Lechem hapanim.
Lechem hapanim, exactly. Don't eat the lechem hapanim on Pesach. Every L word or lamed word you got a half a point. Question 10. Where did the Jews live when they lived in Mitzrayim? What was like the Lakewood of Mitzrayim? You know how like there's tons of Jews in Lakewood and it was like, it's like the Ir HaTorah? So what was like the Lakewood city of Mitzrayim? This is where all the Starka people lived, you know?
I thought everybody, all the Jews.
Or most of the Jews, yeah.
Most of them.
You guys put it on, you guys.
Matzah crunchers.
I'm Goshen.
Were you going to say that also, Pesach prices?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, that's awesome. Give yourself a point if you got Goshen. Do you know that there's a place in upstate New York called Goshen? I used to see signs spread on the highway. When you're getting close to the mountains, it says Goshen, and I always thought that we were getting close to Mitzrayim.
Mitzrayim's still like 12 hours away.
On a plane?
No, like another like 50 hours.
And in Utah,
there's a Goshen.
And supposedly my father said in Utah there's a Goshen.
Cool.
Is there tons of goat in Goshen?
Maybe in the Utah Goshen there's goats. But I don't know. I think there was more like camels and scorpions in the other Goshen. You know?
Boring.
Boring? Okay, everybody, we'll be right back for round two after this short break from our sponsors. Hi, everybody. I'm here today to tell you about Mosaica Press's new sketchbook for kids. When I was a little girl, one of my favorite things to do was draw. I would doodle and color, and I always wished I had something a little bit to guide me. So sometimes I would go and find these like drawing tutorials to teach me how to draw, and I really like to draw people. I like drawing girls and fancy dresses and gowns, but I wanted a few tips, and it was hard to find a sketchbook that was appropriate for a Jewish girl. That was sneeze and fun and also taught the same skills, and this is exactly what it is. Like, if I was a kid, this would have been such a cool gift to get, or just something to have and practice drawing patterns and real lifelike looking designs, and really understanding like how to draw texture when you're making hair and shading and all these things that are really, really good to know. And they're really in a fun way. It's really like one of these books that you would find in, let's say, like Barnes and Noble, but it's for a frum kid to look at and be like, wow, I could really draw a beautiful girl, and with fun ideas and fun style, and it's all tsnius and appropriate and fun, and I just love it. It's such a cool thing. It's basically a sketchbook, comes with some stickers and stuff. I would say it's for like elementary to teenage girls. I mean, is it like funny if I say that I think I'm gonna start drawing with it? I mean, I don't know. It makes me like just really want to get in there and color and experiment and try out new skills. So check out this book. It's called Adina, My Design Sketchbook. It's written and illustrated by Y. Nadel, and it says on the thing it's ages 8 to 100. I mean, I'm not surprised. Like, you know, hopefully when I'm 100 years old, I'll still be able to have fun like that, you know? Go check it out. Mosaicapress.com. Use our code KIDS18, of course, for 18% off this book plus the whole website. That's a no-brainer right there. And enjoy designing right away. Hi, everybody. Welcome back to round two of the Question number one, which makah could the Mitzrim not do? Which makah did the Mitzrim say, we can't do this? They couldn't do it because they were able to do the other ones. They said, we could copy you like you did, but by this makah, they could not do it. Okay, let's hear from the Pesach prices.
Keenum.
What about you guys?
We were going to say it.
It was too small. It was too small. That's why they
That's right. And you even know the reason why they were too small. The Mitzri magicians could not perform that trick. If you got Keenum, give yourself 1 point. Question number two. On the Seder night, a lot of men have the minhag to wear a kittel. Like a white, you know, kittel, whatever it is. Can you say two other times, at least two other times, that a man would wear a kittel? Can you say two other times that a man might wear a kittel? Let's hear for the matzah crunchers. Matzah crunchers, do you know the other times a man would wear a kittel? Say one of them.
Chuppa.
When he's getting married. The Pesach prices?
Yom Kippur.
There's a few other times as well. Do you want to tell us?
Rosh Hashanah.
Some people in Rosh Hashanah.
The Baal Tefillah does it. I forgot one.
And sometimes the Baal Tefillah will say it when they have special Tefillos to say in Shul.
Yeah.
When somebody dies, not he right. wears his kittle.
But that's not in the lifetime.
Correct. You can't do that mitzvah in their lifetime. Exactly. Okay, so we are going to move right along. If you got two answers for two other times that you wear a kittel, give yourself a point for each one that you got. And now we're on to question number three. Question number three is, which country has the world's biggest seder? Which country in the world has the world's biggest seder? Pesach prices.
Israel.
Not Israel, but I'm sure there's lots of Ukraine. Very large seders there. What about you?
Ukraine.
Why do you say Ukraine?
Because one of the podcasts, I forgot, like, the guy said he went somewhere and, like, there was a guy singing and you were freaking out because it was your favorite song or something.
Oh, yeah, to Uman. To Uman.
In Rosh Hashanah.
Yeah. Oh, okay, so that's Uman and that's Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah. I don't know what goes on there for a seder, but the seder I'm talking about is a seder of, get this, 1,500 people in the country of Nepal, which is like where, like, you know, like those like Israeli, like, you know, secular Jews who don't know so much about Yiddishkeit, they go back.
Yeah, some of the gods in our class, so we know.
You have
we went to a Chabad house.
Oh, okay. So this is the biggest Chabad house type of thing.
Oh.
And they have, like, they do a lot of mitzvahs because they have, like, a ton of people that need to have a Pesach Seder.
I have a friend who's having over 3,000 guests for Pesach.
Oh, okay, so then they might win the world record. Who's your friend?
She's Chabad. They live in Boulder, which has a humongous college. So, like, there's tons of, like
we went there for Shabbos and, like, Friday night. There was, like, just, like, it was basically, like, an open answer, like, any Jewish people from the college
and
wanted to come.
And it was, like, 2 million
And there was,
people.
Like, not 2 million. They're over-exaggerating, but, like, there was a lot of people there and, like.
Oh, wow. Filled. Oh, wow. So it's probably, like, a similar type of situation, but, you know.
Yeah.
Okay. If you got Nepal, give yourself a point. And now we are on to question number four. In the song Echad Miyodeya, you know where we go through all the numbers at the end of the Haggadah at Nirtza? In the song, Echad Niyodeya, who knows six? What is six? Who knows six? We know six. What is six? Okay, let's start with the matzah crunchers.
Shidre Shisha Mishnah.
Something
like that. No, it's
really hard to say.
Shidre Shana Susha. No, Shisha.
Okay, Sally sells seashells by the seashore.
Yeah.
Okay, Lahavdil. Devora, do you know the answer? Ahuva, do you know the answer?
The six books of the Mishnah.
Oh, yeah, that's a much easier way of saying it. That's like how Uncle Maishi says it, I think.
Who knows six?
I know six. Six of the books of the Mishnah.
But six books of the Mishnah or Shisha Sidre Mishnah?
That's what I was trying to say.
Now we have to practice Shisha Sidre Mishnah and She'eno Yodea Lashol. Say them 10 times fast and you will be doing well this
Shisha,
Pesach.
Shisha.
Okay, if you do number six, give yourself 1 point. Okay, question number five. In the Haggadah, there was a group of rabbis who were sitting around and saying the Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim all night long until the morning. Remember? Where did that story happen? And what city in Israel did it happen in? There was a city in Eretz Israel where these rabbis were sitting and having a very long Seder all the way till the morning. Where did it happen? What city was this? Okay. Okay, Pesach prices. You're on. What's your guess?
Jerusalem.
For some reason, I feel like it's Morocco.
No, I feel like it's big.
What?
Something starts with a face.
I know it's not an Israel. I know it's not in Israel, but I feel like it's Morocco.
There's Morocco and Farakaway.
Morocco-way? Is that a combination of Morocco and Farakaway?
Yeah. I think it's in something that starts with a face.
B'nai Brak. Oh, I think I know what you're thinking, like B'nai Brakaway. If you got B'nai Brak correct, give yourself 1 point. Okay, question number six. Imagine you're at a Seder table and you're looking around the room. I want you to make a list of as many things that you can at a Seder table that start with the letter N. No, no, no. That start with the letter N. As many things that you would find at a Seder table that start with the letter N. Or Nun. Okay, Team Matzah Crunchers.
Nap! You nap on a Seder, so we don't think
you fall asleep. Like napping.
Napping at the table. Yes, that happens. Okay. I will not say that it never happened to me. Peace out, prices.
Naftali and Naomi.
Naftali and Naomi are a really nice couple. Okay, your turn.
Nechama.
Noodles.
Noodles are garbage!
No, Pesach and Kosovo.
Kosovo Pesach noodles.
We make Kosovo Pesach noodles.
We make Kosovo okay. Pesach noodles.
Okay, next one.
Noodles that were just painted.
Okay. No, Nacha!
And
Nacha. I love that, Nacha.
The Nirtza cards.
Nirtza.
Cards. That's a good one.
Napkins.
Mishmash!
Nishmas, that's right. Nishmas is part of it as well. Moving right along, you give yourself a half a point for every single word that you got. Nigunim, niggins. Question number seven. What were the real names of Shifra and Pua? Who were Shifra and Pua? Please tell me their real names in the Torah. Shifra and Pua. Okay, Matzah Crunchers. Who were Shifra and Pua?
Yocheved was Shifra and Miriam was Pua.
Beautiful. Pesach prices. Did you know that?
Mm-hmm. Can I tell you why they were called Shifra and Pua?
Yeah.
Because Miriam would say like poo 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 and like
to the baby,
and then Shifra would clean them up, clean them.
Give yourself 1 point for each one. You have the chance to earn 2 points for this one. Okay, question number eight. What bracha do you make on Pesach brownies that are made out of potato starch? What bracha do you make on Pesach brownies that are made out of potato starch? Pesach prices, what's the answer?
Shahakal.
Yeah, red bread. Shahakal!
One of those.
The answer is shahakal. Shahakal is, you know, we're in the habit. Usually, if you make Duncan Hines brownies or something during the year, you would make mazonos. But on Pesach, if you're using potato starch as your main ingredient, you're going to make a shahakal. Question number nine. There's all different types of menhagim that people have on Pesach. Can you think of as many menhagim as you can? Fill in the blanks for me. Do you, people ask each other on Pesach, is it your menhag to, Do you, Can you fill in the blanks for me? What are some menhagim that people do on Pesach? Okay, let's start with the matzo crunchers. Give me an example.
Can we say a few?
Say one and we'll go back and forth.
Do you lean?
Yeah, my friend doesn't lean.
Some people don't. Exactly. Do you lean at the Seder? Okay, peace out.
Do you drink grape juice or wine?
Do you do gebrucks?
Do you do gebrucks?
Do you eat maror or lettuce?
Right. Do you have like the grated type of maror, the horseradish, or do you have lettuce for maror?
Do you use pineapple for karpas?
Do you?
Our great grandparents did it because they came from Poland to America and they heard that you use vegetables, so they use pineapple.
They use pineapple? But pineapple's not like, it's not bitter. I just learned
something
new.
They use it because there's a crown on top of a pineapple.
Like a crown, so you're king?
Oh, that's really majestic. Maybe that's why I grew up eating pineapple kugel on Pesach.
Maybe.
We have one. Do you wear Joey Newcomb's kittle or your kittle?
I'm not sure what to respond to that. How about there's something called mishing. Some people don't mish. Mish means like I can't eat in anyone else's house. I just eat in my own house on Pesach.
What? We have one.
Do you eat kidneys?
Like rice and corn and all?
Yes.
Are you smarty, Pesach?
What do?
Put the question.
Wow, isn't it amazing? We have so many beautiful menhagim. Each menhag that you got, you give yourself a half a point. Question number 10. Can you think of one Chol HaMoed trip idea that every single age person in a family is happy going to for Chol HaMoed? One activity that everybody in the family would agree is a fun activity. This is a question that could have different answers for each family. Think of one thing that everybody would enjoy doing. Okay, we're going to start with the matzah crunchers.
Restaurant.
Eating food. Everyone likes to eat food.
Or I go to a restaurant.
What if it's Pesach? It's hard.
Bowling.
Hershey Park.
Bowling.
Bowling is the best.
Because the little kids, they have the ramp thing so they can do it also.
Right. So as you can see, it's not so easy to come up with this answer because this is, I just want to remind everybody that on Chol HaMoed, it's important to remember that everybody likes to do different things and it's almost impossible to make everyone else perfectly happy, but everybody could give a little bit so that we can all get along and do activities that we all enjoy, even just a little bit, right?
The older kids could go to something they like and the younger kids could go to something they like.
You have all the solutions. Well, if you came up with an idea, give yourself a point and everybody counts up all of your points from the whole entire game. And I want to give you guys the opportunity. Heyman kids, can you say a message to all of the kids out there listening? Do you have anything you want to say?
If you don't win, you don't have to be sad. Like if you don't win one of the things and you should just enjoy.
Oh, like one of the prizes.
And, yeah. And if you don't like your Chol HaMoed trip that you're on the way to, just look about the bright side and yeah.
Look at the bright side. Beautiful.
Bowling was made in Egypt.
Bowling was made in Egypt and you knew that from what?
The other one.
From our old game show. That's right, Ahuva, you remember. Price Girl, do you want to say anything?
Yeah, I'm cool.
You are very cool. Okay, everybody, count up your points. Count up your points. Let's see what your total score is from both rounds together. Add up all your points from the first round and the second round. Let's hear from the Pesach prices. How many points do you have all together?
30.
30 flat. Okay, and what about you guys? What about the matzah crunchers?
31.
Whoa, super close. Okay, you won by 1 point. And if you're at home or in your car, count up your points and let us know your score at incrediblekids.org. And you could be entered to win our awesome, incredible raffle. And everybody, say it with me together. You are all
incredible.
Good Yontif.
Yontif.
עמד עלינו לחלותינו לחלותינו
הקדוש ברוך הוא
story to ikidspodcast@gmail.com.
Subscribe today to the Incredible Kids Podcast.
Thanks for listening. And remember, you are all
Incredible Kids.